Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Viewpoints podcast series on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel with my colleague Burkhard Varnholt. Burkhard, thank you for joining us. It's great to be back with you following last week's Thanksgiving break. I know there's a lot to catch our listeners and clients up on, so thank you for dropping by today.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's great to be back. And indeed, investors have much to be thankful for this year. I mean, you know, it's not just the third good year in a row. For the first time, the bull market has really broadened this year. It's broadened from the Magnificent Seven to the other impressive 493. More than 60% of them are now trading above their 200-day average. But it's also broadened globally. It's broadened to Europe and it's broadened to emerging markets. And it's like a wave lifting many boats. It's lifting stocks and bonds and real estate and gold and silver and foreign currencies and much more. So a lot to be thankful for, I think, around the world.
And with that, Burkhard, I know your latest Viewpoints letter is titled The Santa Rally. Can you share with our listeners, our clients, whether it's still alive or perhaps should investors lock in their profits and pack up for the upcoming holiday season?
Well, I'm always in favor of holiday seasons, and Christmas is my favorite. Having said that, you know, the Santa Rally could still lift the S&P to 7,000 and well, then we'll move on next year. That's just my feeling. That's not a forecast. But it feels to me like a lot of investors still want to move cash to markets, and ideally before, not after New Year. Anyways, what matters more in our view is that the bull markets really continue to roar about these roaring 20s that we have talked about so many times here. Because the next thing will be that technology gradually lifts and shifts the productivity gains from the Mag 7 to the other impressive 493. And only then will this bull begin to really, in our view, live up to its full potential. You know, our Roaring 20s scenario was never meant to be just an ode to a happy few. It was always built on the idea that one good idea begets another good idea. And that's how proliferating innovation lifts profits and productivity of many. It begins small and it grows into a big wave, just like OpenAI, which was only invented 3 years ago, and it's already created a bigger investment wave than any other company in history. You know, just last week I attended the Swiss Startup Day at our leading technical university, and while Switzerland is, of course, just a tiny country, it does punch above its weight from an innovation perspective, because Switzerland doesn't have any natural resources. So ideas have always been its best ally, and so spending a full day with a wide array of deep tech startups felt like oxygen to my soul, because literally all of those Swiss top 100 startups were really pitching novel solutions to real problems in order to raise other companies' profits. And that's how and why innovation is not just for the lucky few or the Magnificent Seven, but really the society and businesses large. At least that's how I think about it. And while, of course, I understand full well that many of these startups may miss their dreams, I walked away deeply inspired that the future holds much more for investors, for markets, and for society. And that's why I discourage our audience to lock in their profits and walk away. Because what do you do with the proceeds? I mean, how confident can you be that you'll get back into the market cheaper? Imagine you'd have followed the old adage, sell in May and go away this year. Where would that have taken you? You probably sold the S&P at around 5,600. That was the level in May. And maybe you would have missed much of the post-Liberation Day rally. No. That's hardly a path to prosperity, I think. Instead, you know, I prefer to walk with my great inspiration, Robert Frost, one of America's most important poets of the last century, one of my all-time favorites, whose Road Not Taken always inspired me. Remember the first verse in it. It goes like this. So he says, two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and Thoria could not travel both. The one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Of course, this first verse is not just a postcard of a picture-perfect forest idyll. It really describes our conditions humaines, the French would say, are human conditions. Because every day we're forced to make countless decisions. Some are important, others are not. But time and again, we're forced to say left or right, or yes or no, or now or never, or buy or sell, and so on. And so the sum of these many decisions makes the path of our biography as an individual, as a society, or as an investor. And then remember the last verse in his poem, which concludes, I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all of the difference. You know, this verse is my favorite reminder of what it's all about. More often than not, successful investors will choose that famous road not taken. And that makes all the difference. And thus, to boldly invest where others shy is where I sense the money lies.
Well, that's a very appropriate reference, Burkhard. The Road Not Taken is, of course, a memorable poem to quote as a memorable year draws to a close. It reminds me that your latest note also includes a few classic literature recommendations. Can you share one of them with us before we close out this week?
Oh, absolutely. Their Eyes Were Watching God is another icon of American literature, which I absolutely love, to the moon and back. It, too, was written about a century ago by Zora Neale Hurston, a great author, human rights activist, and a pioneer of the Harlem Renaissance. Her story of a black woman who also walked her road not taken by breaking many rules of her time is a powerful plea to love, to a sense of belonging, and to an independent mind. It's a great work of literature, and it rightly features among the top 100 most important novels in English language. And, you know, while its first print was hardly noticed, able publishers later raised it from oblivion, and so it became a modern classic, widely available. It's a wonderful book to read or give, especially during the festive season.
Well, Burkhard, thank you for that recommendation for some year-end reading, and thank you, as always, for yet another inspiring chat. This time we covered the markets, ideas, and, of course, literary classics. So with that, Burkhard, I know we still have two more episodes remaining before we close out 2025. So in the meantime, stay well, and, of course, looking forward to our next conversation next week.
Thank you very much, Dan. As always, a great pleasure, and looking forward to catching up again next week. Thanks now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.